The distinctive handcrafted honey granite of these 1850s buildings hint at the sheer scale of the boom that occurred here in the middle of the 19th century. Ford Street, the road we just crossed, was the main route between Sydney and Melbourne. For years, gold was transported up and down this road to both Melbourne and Sydney on heavily armed, escorted carriages. Miners brought their gold to an official building like this one and converted their gold into cash. The gold found in Beechworth is alluvial. That means tiny specks of the precious metal are mixed up with other eroded material. It's found in creek beds and anywhere that water once flowed. Miners had to dig and sift through enormous piles of creek bed dirt to find small amounts of gold. They processed the dirt by placing it in sluices with large amounts of water. The dirt and water travelled down these long wooden channels and it separated the heavier particles, like gold, from the bulk of the dirt. A team of six were doing well to find a teaspoon or two of gold each day. But eventually, all those teaspoons added up. By the time the construction of this gold office and sub-treasury building was complete, 6 years into the boom, tons of gold had already been extracted from the surrounding area. This site was selected for construction of these granite buildings simply because it was where the first commissioner's camp had been. It's an elevated spot close to the creek. It overlooked the diggings and was mostly bedrock, so it was unlikely to be attractive as a mining site. If we move around the back of the building, we'll get a sense of how Beechworth began. Down the hill, across the road and behind the houses is the creek that wraps around the town. By late 1852, mining sites stretched for miles up and down the creek and eventually into the surrounding areas. Back then, this area was an assortment of tents and makeshift wooden structures. It probably looked more like a muddy music festival than a township. This village of tents was the administrative centre for Beechworth and all of northeast Victoria in those early years. The hope was that a miner's licence fee would help fund the requirements of the rapidly expanding population. But the miners soon realised that the licence fee wasn't worth as much as they hoped. In early 1853, a young miner, William Guest, was shot and killed by police at Reeds Creek. It was a complete misuse of police power, and it caused a riot. Hundreds of miners descended on the commissioner's camp and attacked a police officer responsible and an assistant commissioner. Fortunately, no one else was killed. The subsequent inquiries into the death were held right here, but did little to satisfy the miners. Evidence was suppressed and the process protected the men responsible. Many Australians know about the Eureka Stockade as the first fight for democratic rights in Australia. But several months before Eureka, right here, thousands of miners organised and petitioned the colonial authorities for rights to go along with the taxes they were paying. It became known as the Ovens Petition, the name of the surrounding area at the time. Their demands included the right to vote and making the commissioners more accountable to the local community. They warned the authorities that if the government tenaciously refused to grant the rights of representation, the consequences would be fatal. That wasn't a threat. They rejected the use of physical force. It was a reflection of their lived experience. Their advice wasn't heeded, and it would take violence at Eureka to force the government's hand. Peter Lawler, one of the leaders at Eureka, was here during these events, and may well have cut his teeth in Beechworth campaigning for democratic reforms. Soon after Eureka, when the government was finally ready to act, they implemented many of the demands from the Ovens Petition. The Ovens petition came at a time when new forms of government were developing around the world. Many diggers had left the old world to escape repressive and restrictive regimes.
They wanted the new society being formed in Victoria to be different. Through the Ovens petition, local miners were part of laying the foundations for Australia's democracy. If you haven't already, please take some time to look at the stables and the old lockup. Ned Kelly had his first day in the lockup as a 15-year-old. There's stories in every building. And our next one is at the Chinese Protectorate Office.